More people are now insured. That's a fact and attributed to the mandate that people have insurance or get taxed for going without it. But there are also winners and losers in the market. Take Wayne, who didn't give his last name. He lives along Florida's Gulf Coast and called into a public radio program during a conversation on health care. Wayne makes too much money for a subsidy, so he pays the full rate for his health insurance plan.
For 2 years in a row, I received congratulatory letters from Florida Blue telling me my insurance plan met the ACA requirements, but 2 weeks ago have received a handful of notices now that they're discontinuing that program as of August 1st, and my rate will almost triple.
There are growing concerns about health insurance rate hikes under the Affordable Care Act. Last month, the U.S. Centers for Health and Human Services reported several health insurance companies have plans to raise rates by more than 10%. Florida regulators have received 14 rate hike requests in that category. And according to the Florida data, one request is for a 62.57% rate hike. Florida Blue Senior Vice President Jason Attmeyer says despite the numbers, Florida's health insurance market is competitive.
Interestingly, in Florida, it's about the most competitive health insurance market of any state in the country. There are 10 to 12 carriers, depending on which county you live in.
What you pay is also determined by where you live, and costs are going up for businesses, says John Howard with Rogers Gunter Vaughn Insurance in Tallahassee.
I'm not seeing any change or reduction in the increases each year. I delivered yesterday five different group plan renewals yesterday, and all three were double-digit increases following the previous year's double-digit increase. It's a real struggle for the employer today to be able to figure out how to pay the additional cost plus salary increases and so forth without passing on too much to the employee.
What to make of those increases depends largely on what side of the issue people fall on. Supporters of the law say it was designed to get more people covered, and it's succeeding there. Others say it was built to control costs, and while it may have done so for a little while, prices are once again starting to creep up. But the hikes don't mean insurers are getting greedy. According to the law, there's a cap on what the companies can spend on profits versus care. Experts say what may be in play is market correction, or in plain language, health insurers are starting to learn what the population looks like when it comes to health. This year, part of the law that subsidizes carriers that have more high-risk patients goes away. Companies are adjusting for that. And Florida Blue's Jason Altmaier says tax laws are contributing to the hikes as well.
And that's the tax on health insurance, the tax on medical devices. Those are things that directly impact the rates that people are paying. So when you hear about this frustration that we're hearing from some of your callers, why are my rates going up? Some of that is directly related to the tax increases. So if we could find a way to get those out of the bill, that would help stabilize the price.
Major changes to the law appear unlikely. And in the meantime, Rose Knapp, who runs Florida's independent insurance exchange, Florida Health Choices, says consumers can try to avoid the sharpest hikes by shopping around.
Still. Yeah. Health care and health insurance is very personal, and everyone's experience is going to be different.
What the 2016 rates for Florida carriers will look like is not yet known. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation says the requests are under review and final determinations will come later this year. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.